it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We'll get to the conversation about Ben Johnson and the way he was greeted and treated by Detroit fans. Rieger had the ultimate trolling. We'll get to that audio too, but let's just start with the chants. Okay. F Ben Johnson echoing out throughout Ford Field. Fair or foul for fans to do that?
I don't know. Was it echoing out? I heard on social media, or I saw on social media, that it was a small group of fans that was doing it. So I don't know if it was echoing through Ford Field. It was a part of what happened yesterday. Not a huge fan of it myself.
You're a classy individual.
Well, I know you like to boo kids, so I would assume that you're okay with this.
Absolutely. To me, this is through the lens of sports. It's not that serious. He's the enemy. You boo him. You chant towards him. You give him a hard time.
Sure.
You're in the lion's den. Welcome to sports. It's not that deep. I don't think it's like a personal F you and your family and everything you stand for. It's just trying to get under his skin a little bit. Welcome back to Detroit.
I get getting under his skin. I mean, there's a reason we don't actually say that word on air. Like, it's just not appropriate. And so I kind of feel the same way. Not that you don't walk through, you know, the concourses and don't hear language. Like, you're going to hear it. You take your kids to a game, you're going to hear language like that.
So your objection is that it's an explicit word. So if they said frick Ben Johnson,
well,
that would be okay.
On. Yeah, no one's going to chant that. Come on, I'm not that.
Well, I'm just trying to get to where
ignorant.
Your moral line here is. Is it because it was a vulgarity? It was explicit.
Yeah,
it's okay to go after him.
I think that's what everyone. Yeah, it's not that you're going after Ben Johnson. I don't care. He's an adult. Boo him. That's fine. You're not booing his kids. You're not booing his wife sitting in the crowd.
You boo any member of Chicago when they're there.
That you do you.
Yeah.
All right. But I did have an issue with the language that was being used.
Did the chant bother you? Was it a quote bad look for the city, as one ticket texter put it? Or hey, it's just all well and good. That's part of sports.
I'm not surprised.
No. 248-539-9797. Jared Goff was asked about it after the game. Here was his response. Do we have a snippet of the chant for people? Obviously bleeped.
Yeah, it's a small number of people.
Enough to get noticed,
sure.
Enough to get to the quarterback after the game, enough to discuss this morning, in addition to all the good stuff from the Lions win.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't have joined in with them, but it's not surprising that it would happen.
No, and it's not surprising I'm okay with it.
Right.
Heather, you're kind of a moral compass on this.
I don't love it. I mean, I kind of agree with John. Like, yeah, it doesn't bother me, but I definitely would not be participating in it.
Yeah.
It's not something that I like.
You know, we look over to the section next to us, and there's Heather leading the chant. Oh, my gosh. That would have been social media. You would have gone viral.
I would never. That's something I would never do, but.
With Brooks and Emily in tow.
Oh my, yeah, yes, right next
yes,
to me.
Yes,
two
yeah.
little kids.
Uh-huh. Your YouTube channel outfit on?
Oh, God.
She'd definitely make it on camera.
Yeah.
Some ticket text. Yes, it was foul, but it was also deserved. It wasn't all day. Message received.
Yeah.
The chants were immature and uncalled for from an unnamed texter. Texter says, if this dude brings back the double-digit disco, he's learned nothing and needs to be launched into the sun, Eric in Bloomfield.
I agree. I will launch you.
Highest ticket prices in the NFL. Fans can say whatever they want.
Well, it's
not,
always going to be part of
whatever they want.
Well, it's always going to be part of the argument.
Let's get to Charlie in Brighton. Charlie, good morning.
Yeah, I don't agree with Costa. I grew up Giants fan in upstate New York. I lived in Seattle and L.A. Let's have some class. You could get on Ben Johnson, just call him traitor or something, but leave out the F-bomb. Totally wrong on that, Costa. Very disappointed. We're looking to improve Detroit's image, not bring it down. I'll hang up.
I guess I don't view swearing as this, like, big deal. How many guys calling in swear in their real regular life.
Yeah, but...
And at a sporting event, it's certainly not taboo.
Yeah, I'm not going to sit there and say that. Not, you know, yeah, people do swear, but it's one of those, like, I'm not going to swear with my kids there, or if there is kids in the same section, I'm not going to stand up and say that.
No, but like you go to a PG-13 movie, they're going to say a couple potty words. Like the idea that you can't say
you're
it at the football game is
you're
ridiculous.
Such a turd.
See, I would say this is a rated R chant, though.
Yeah.
If you're there, look,
yeah,
this is something I probably would have done in my early 20s.
Yeah.
Okay? It's something I'm not going to do when I'm older and more mature. I think I have no problem going after him. And there was good spice in that win yesterday and seeing him pout and mumble under his breath. But just, it can be a better chant. Why does it have to have that in it? Can it trade or something like that? Get the whole place doing that? I don't know. Is that as funny?
Well, you would have got more people involved if that was the chant. There's going to be less people, as you heard, that are doing it because more people don't want to say that out loud in that environment.
Benedict Johnson, something along those lines.
Hold on. When the Pistons had the issue with the refs and people say, F the refs, we're cool with that, right? Or is that not in
No, I still wouldn't be.
Because I feel like a lot of fans were cool with that.
Look, this is... Right? I mean, you know, I think the NFL is probably the place where you can get away with this more than any other sport. It's just a rowdier crowd going to an NFL game. I'd say next is probably hockey.
Yeah.
I've heard the BS chants many, many times.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, we don't have to be prudes about
it. A lot of people just say the F word's pushing it versus a lot of other things.
I just think it's prude. I don't know.
Well, that's where society's gone.
You could just say classy.
You see people walking around with the word on shirts or on bumper stickers.
Right.
That used to not be the case.
Yeah, I'm not going to put a bumper sticker on my truck that says that. I'm not going to wear a shirt that says that.
What did St. Brown's shirt say? What did St. Brown's shirt say last year with the Packers? What did it say? What did it say?
I don't know.
I think it was Green Bay sucks? But wasn't there an F word associated?
On the back.
Yeah. What a classless POS. Why would he do that? No,
I thought
fine.
That was
it's
classless.
Sports.
I did think that was sports.
Okay. It's sports.
Hey, Dan Campbell says no turds here. We don't like turds.
No,
you're a turd.
No, John, you're being a prude. It's sports. It's all fair and love and war. It's not that serious. You don't have to get... I couldn't believe it. We're a classless city. Those fans are classless. No,
that's
they're
not.
That's
not what I'm saying. I'm not saying it's a classless city or that those fans are classless. I'm just saying I don't approve of it.
Okay. And I do.
Not a shock.
I'm Jim Acosta, and I approve this message. Jim Acosta.
We have a lot to discuss. The chants are certainly part of the discussion. Maybe it was your favorite part. Maybe it was any of the other wonderful things that happened on the football field itself. Maybe it was Jared Goff leaping into the stands, if we're calling that a leap. We'll get your thoughts, 97.1.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.